Hello, dear friends. I'm Bobby Villa from experiencealbania.com, and in today's podcast we will talk about tourism, adventural tourism, hybrid tourism in Albania. My guest today is Gus Vladi, which is the CEO of Exploring with Gusi, a new talented guy and one of the best guys, I will say, in Albania. Hello, Gusi.
Hello, Bobby. Thank you for inviting me today in your podcast. And firstly, I want to say congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And then, yeah.
So, Gusi, when we started, I remember that you have started the tourism industry about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
When we first met. Do you remember that beautiful hike in Bovila Lake, I guess?
Yeah, Bovila Lake. It was Gamti Mountain that we were doing hiking there together.
It was so nice. What I remember, we started with small groups, local groups, yeah? And after, slowly, with the government issues and with everything, that the pushing that the government has done in promoting Albania, how that has affected us, or
yeah.
You?
That's true. When we started 10 years ago, we were doing the hiking tours or bike tours or camping or different outdoor activities with only small groups. And mostly there were Albanians or one or two tourists from abroad. But then with years, a lot of changes has happened, and now we are having a lot of groups from different countries. Sweden, Italy, Germany, Norway.
Wow, really nice. I will say that if we go again back and to analyze it 10 years ago, in our country to start a new company like Exploring with Gusi or Experience Albania, it was a little bit, people didn't understand it very well, how this will go. There were unsureness a lot about the tourism, about everything. You know, our background history of Albania, we were closed for many years. And my question is that, what are the impressions? What are your impressions after a full season that you have now?
Yeah, that's true. Before, you are right about having the issue that we used to work around four up to seven months. Mm. And then we other months we were without job, but trying to work and to prepare for other season.
Now, guys, listen carefully. Gusi and his company, it's all year round open. So tell me a little bit about this new...
Yeah, when it happens, the COVID, a lot of people, also Albanians, wanted to explore new countries, new destination, exclusive destinations.
You did Lumi Chalets back then,
yeah.
Shala River,
yeah.
Post-COVID directly. You were from the first
it was,
to start that that tour.
Yeah, it was like people were watching the photos and like, hey, I want to join you. And it was something that booming. Even us, we didn't expect too many tourists or too many groups. But we had like for one day around 200 or 300 participants join different destinations.
That was really good. So if we still analyze now the situation post-COVID, where it was a little bit for our industry, it went everything down. It was like apocalypse. But now we are in our feet again. We are facing a lot of challenging every day with more and more requests. And now that we have a chance, we can be thankful to Swedish Embassy also, to our amazing ambassador Elsa Hostad. And she has done a really good promotion for Albania.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Also, we should aim to have tourists that stays a lot in Albania, not just tourists stay one day or 2 days and then they go back. We need to expand the time of staying. So, meaning that we are going to promote like sustainability, we're going to promote the locals, they can have a conference or something in Tirana and then do also outdoor activities. We have everywhere our local guys and everything is growing.
And you are a teacher now in a school, in a tourism hotelery school, and I'm very happy that you are producing this new generation of tour guiding.
Thank you very much.
We should mention that we are also ambassadors. Guides are ambassadors, and people should have and should be more aware about this.
Yeah, that's, now I have started this new experience because I have always been training, but not in the public school.
Yes.
Mostly with private sector.
Yes.
Now with the public school, it's nice because there are students that they are like 18 years old up to 90, 20 maximum. And they, after they finish the school, they are going to be the tour guide. So during all the school, I bring them to the mountains so they can see in reality how it is to be a tour guide, and the benefits and everything about being a tour
what guide. What are their impressions? Do they like it?
Yeah, they love it. It's funny because like I am very happy about showing my story to them, so they can believe that I'm not saying this because I'm only a teacher and I need to to teach this about tour guide, but I'm also a tour guide.
But also, let's say that our generation, which is the first to start this industry, and the second generation that you are producing now with the guys, with the kids there, that should be really amazing.
Yeah,
you will pass this all knowledge, you know, and you have done it.
We try our best.
And what will you say now to tourists who will really want to come to Albania? Tourists who don't know yet where Albania is in the map, tourists that they have these crossroads in their minds to go, not to go, between Albania and Spain, between Albania and Mauritius, or Greece and Italy, which are tourism factors for many years, and we are still undiscovered country.
Here in
what will we say?
Yeah, two words: experience in Albania. That means come here, join the nature, join the
our hospitality,
the sea,
also
the hospitality of the people, their good heart, and the most important thing, with cheap price.
Thank you so much, Gusi, for today's podcast. We will not take any longer your time. So, dear listeners, thank you for our podcast number 2, and we will continue with more. Stay tuned. Bye, Gusi.
Bye.